This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The water crisis in Flint has been a harsh reminder that basic services in this country can't always be taken for granted. Poisoned water in Flint, any water at all, in some places, as in nothing coming out of the tap, often with no notice and sometimes lasting for days. That's real, and it happens regularly to the millions of people in this country who live in trailer parks. Lewis Wallace from WYSO visited one outside Dayton, Ohio.
I meet Jerry Reynolds by randomly knocking on her trailer door.
Hello. I'm sorry to bother you. I'm just working on a story about the water shutoffs and wandering around talking to folks. Well, sure. Thank you.
You'll have to excuse
me. Hi, puppy.
I've been sick. So.
She and her fluffy little white dog, Angel, welcome me inside. She collapses into her chair to talk. Reynolds says she's lived here at Pineview Estates for more than 25 years.
This was a real nice trailer park back then.
It was beautiful, she says, like in a magazine. Just a couple hundred trailers surrounded by cornfields. The problem these days is the water.
You just get up and it's off, and then, you know, you never know how long it's going to be off. You know, it's disgusting. When you can't take a shower, you can't flush a toilet, you can't do nothing. It's getting bad.
Reynolds and her neighbors usually don't even learn why their water is off. Sometimes it's as simple as a broken water main that takes days to fix. Sometimes the water comes out brown, or they get boil alerts taped to the door. Basically, it's an old system that just hasn't been updated. And here's the thing. Reynolds owns her trailer, but like most trailer park residents, she pays rent for the plot of land it's on. And the landlord manages the small well water system. Tenants here say they don't even know how to reach that landlord, Tim Deerwester. When I drop by the trailer that doubles as a rental office, the on-site manager asks not to be recorded and orders me out. Here I am.
Is there anybody I can contact? Anybody I could talk to about the water issue? Is there any phone number I can call?
I've left messages with the landlord's lawyer and his father and haven't heard back. But isn't reliable water, you know, a right? A researcher named Sylvia Gonzalez, a PhD student in urban planning at UCLA, had the same question. She started noticing lots of news stories around the country about places with water cutoffs.
And I was running the data, and I kept seeing that mobile homes kept popping up and popping up as having multiple violations. And so I was really intrigued.
So she and a colleague analyzed census data on mobile homes and water cutoffs and published a paper last year. They found trailer park residents are more than three times as likely as others to experience at least one water outage a year. Gonzalez says regulations and responses for these smaller water systems are all over the place.
The way that our water policies are structured, they're very fragmented.
At Pineview Estates, the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency has jurisdiction and has been going back and forth with the owner for years. Dina Pierce with Ohio EPA says that after the state's attorney general filed a lawsuit last month, the landlord did sign something agreeing to fix the problems.
We are doing everything we can within the regulatory framework to make sure that happens.
But last time I was at Pineview, the water was off again with no notice. Everyone woke up to 4 gallons per trailer of bottled water left on their porches late at night. Jerry Reynolds says most people here are just trying to get out.
Well, there's like 5 empty trailers across the street.
She doesn't want to go. She's put a lot of money into this trailer and she has health problems.
Well, I hope somebody can help us. We need it. We really do.
Finding good water should be easy. Pineview is right next to a river and right on top of an abundant underground aquifer. It's the water system, the human-made part, that's the problem. In Miamisburg, Ohio, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.